Hi, welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Monday, August 9th, 2021. I'm your host, Robert. Just jumping on here really quick. This isn't going to be a full podcast episode, or at least I think not. Maybe I'm going to start rambling. Who knows? I just want to come on here quickly and talk about a couple of things that I didn't get to talk about on other episodes. Biggest thing is Mike Lindell and the cyber symposium he's having starting tomorrow and going through the 12th. Now, so far, we've literally seen all the evidence in the world be completely ignored by mainstream media, the state legislatures, Congress, Senate committees, lower courts, the Supreme Court. Well, actually, that's not quite fair. Courts haven't even looked at anything. They've just outright refused to look at evidence, so they haven't made any rulings at all. In any case, we finally had the audit in Maricopa. More evidence of fraud just comes pouring out. Now it's kind of impossible for them to ignore, right? So what does Mike Lindell have now that's worth getting excited about? I'm sure many of you know what it is, but for those that don't, I'm going to at least try to shed some light on it as best I can. I'm by no means a computer or a tech guru, but if you have no idea what Mike is talking about, I think I can help you out a little bit anyway. You may have heard that Mike says he has the PCAPS, which is the data transfers from election night. That's not supposed to be possible because this entire time we were told by Dominion and the other company, I forget the name of it, that their machines were not connected to the internet. The Arizona state legislature have been trying to get the routers from the Arizona election officials, and up to this time they have refused because they know they're in trouble. Also, just days ago, you had a whistleblower come forward from Dominion and give information, including video, to a guy named Ron Watkins, proving that the Dominion machines all over the country were online, not just in Arizona, but everywhere. So what is a PCAP? A PCAP is what's called a packet capture. I'm going to keep this as simple as possible, not because you're stupid, but because my knowledge is really kind of painfully limited on this. PCAPs essentially allow wireless devices to take information from the device, convert it into radio signals called packets, and they do that using an algorithm. The information is then sent to another device that receives that information, receives the packets, and then uses an algorithm to turn it back into the information that can be read by people. These signals, I think, are also encoded or scrambled when they're sent for extra security, so you have to be able to, you know, decode that also. So this technology is used on wireless devices like laptops, computers, your phones, etc. It's not supposed to be used on voting machines, but here we are. So what would this mean for the election? Well, basically, the contention is that the original, raw, true numbers of the machines on election night were converted to these PCAPs and sent to foreign destinations, over to Europe, over to China, etc. What the allegation is then is that the numbers were received overseas, manipulated and changed, and then sent back. If you have the PCAPs, you can prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that there was foreign interference in the election. What PCAPs do not show is the total number of votes that were used to cheat. Okay, this has nothing to do with the mail-in ballots, the dead people voting, underage voters, people voting in two states, votes being put through a counting machine four times, Sharpie gate, all that stuff, okay? That's hands-on cheating. This is only the electronic part of the fraud, but it's still supposedly astronomical. Now, a lot of people are trying to say that what Mike must have is a fraud. I don't know. It's terabytes and terabytes of info. Mike's a pretty rich man, and he's got a lot of powerful friends. I mean, Trump being one of them. He's hired top white hat computer people to check them for authenticity. He's sure they're real. He's put up a $5 million prize to anybody who can prove that they're fake. He has this apparently down to the county, and has invited politicians, hundreds of which are going to be there apparently, computer experts, hackers, members of the press, I think both foreign and domestic, members of the Alphabet agencies. He's invited a ton of people to come and check this out. He's pretty sure of himself. I mean, this is a big undertaking if you're not absolutely sure. So how did he get them? Well, I don't know. Space Force is a good guess. The timing of that agency's creation is, you know, maybe a little coincidental. I'm not sure. Maybe from a white hat hacker from the very beginning of the election. I don't know. Do you remember right after the election when Giuliani and Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell were all out claiming fraud, and especially Giuliani was doing the presentations in front of the Republican state legislatures? You remember that? Well, one of the witnesses, if you remember, was a guy named Colonel Waldron. And he gave testimony in front of the Arizona State Legislature, of all people. And I'm going to take this from a November 30th article from the Freedom Times. The first witness to testify at the hearing was a cybersecurity expert dealing with intelligence and information warfare for some 30 years, retired Army Colonel Phil Waldron, who testified at the hearing about voting machines being connected to the internet. Now, this is November 30th. This is right after the election. The commander-in-chief announced in a tweet on November 17th that Chris Krebs, who ran the cyber arm of the Department of Homeland Security, was terminated following Krebs's recent statement in the wake of the 2020 election. Krebs's agency, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, had released a statement along with state and private election officials claiming, quote, "There is no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or was in any way compromised." Krebs also claimed that the general election was the, quote, "most secure in American history," unquote, and that the voting machines were not connected to the internet. During his testimony Monday, Colonel Phil Waldron said that he is willing to say under oath that he has seen the connection to the internet and seen it go offshore to Frankfurt, Germany regarding the voting machines. "Yes, our white hat hackers, they have that traffic and the packets," Colonel Waldron said, adding of Chris Krebs's remarks, quote, "either not knowing, believing the myth, or not wanting the truth to be known." Now, this guy's reputation is impeccable. I'm even more than Frank Pentangeli's brother. Right off the bat, from the beginning of this whole mess, it appears we've had the goods. Now, why is all this time passed if this does turn out to be the real deal and can prove all of this without a doubt? Well, one reason a lot of people have speculated is this. How much free rope have we handed out to the people that are involved in this in the last several months? How many people have shown their true colors and where their allegiances are? How many rhinos have we flushed out of the woodwork? How many people have kept the lie going, incriminated themselves, lied, committed treason? Okay, now, do I know all this is real and it's going to work out in our favor? No, I'm not involved in this. I have no clue. I haven't seen it. But I think one of the reasons that it's taken so long is because they have double verified, triple verified, had the best people in the world check this to make sure it's perfect. I mean, Mike has this apparently down to the county, meaning you can literally go to the symposium if you were invited. Let's say you're a state senator from Virginia. All right. You can go there. You can type in any county in Virginia and it will tell you what the actual vote was on the machines on election night before any manipulation. County by county, you can do this across the entire United States. And apparently they're going to start along the East Coast and they're going to work their way west as the days go by. All this data, of course, can then be compared to what was actually reported in the final counts. And if there's a problem, which there's going to be in most counties in the country, if these numbers don't match, and if the data was in the hands of a foreign or multiple foreign states, oh boy, do we have a problem. So I'm encouraging anyone and everyone starting tomorrow, go to frankspeech.com. That's frankspeech.com. And this will be streamed live for 72 hours straight, 24 hours a day. After that, once it's no longer live, they're gonna have it available to watch later on. You know, you can stream it later if you know parts that you miss, whatever you want to do. All right, that's the main thing I wanted to talk about. There are so many things that annoyed me today in the news, but since this isn't a regular episode, I'm just gonna say this: the media trying to cover for Obama's party are shooting themselves in the foot once again. They just don't get it. New York Times White House correspondent Annie Carney defended the super spreading event, telling CNN hack Jim Acosta, "Other people said this is really being overblown. They're following all the safety precautions, People are going to sporting events bigger than this. This is going to be safe. This is a sophisticated, vaccinated crowd. And this is just about optics. It's not about safety. So your sophistication level determines if you catch or spread COVID or not. That's very scientific. I mean, who came up with that? Fauci? They totally lied. They said that they were going to reduce the number of guests. They didn't. All they did was bring in a giant tent so you couldn't see everybody. Leaked video showed that nobody in the crowd had any masks. And apparently it came out today that not even all of them were vaccinated. So I guess a few unsophisticated guests were able to slip past. This entire thing is a sham. If you gather at church, if you have a backyard party, go to a Trump rally, have Thanksgiving or Christmas, go to school in person, go to the Sturgis rally, etc., etc., you're a super spreader and a danger to all mankind. If, on the other hand, you attend a crunchy granola music festival out in the desert or Lollapalooza in Chicago, you're good. No spread. No spread at a BLM riot. No spread at Obama's maskless 700-guest birthday bash. They say follow the science, right? And yet tell us with a straight face that COVID is only spread where they say it is spread. I say pound sand. We're done with this crap. This is all nonsense at this point. All right, that's it for today. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe. Tell your friends and neighbors, even if you have to wake them up in the dead of night. Doesn't bother me. Have a good night. I'll talk to you soon.